Hi, I'm Pinakin Munshi, and we are going to cover the chapter 16, which is on the SAP Transport Management module. Under this chapter, we are going to cover the introduction to the transport management module. What are the benefits, advantages of SAP Transport Management module? What are the functions? What is the process? And finally, we will summarize. So, to introduce, it's a very important keeping up with the modern means of distribution channels in the business. We have various modes of transportation used in the business, like sea, air, rail, road. SAP offers transport management module or the logistics execution to facilitate order delivery. This is very important because, you know, ultimately material has to be delivered to the customer, and as per the mode of transport indicated by the customer. So TM module is a sub-module of the sales and distribution module in SAP, because sales and distribution module takes care of, right from your sales order to delivery order, your picking, goods issue, invoicing, and then shipment or delivery. So SD module is crucial for the logistics process in SAP ERP system. Self-explanatory. SD module defines the business process of shipping, billing, selling, and transportation of goods or service in the organization, which we have seen in chapter, 13. SAP TM is designed for transportation and logistics management across the industry. And we will see what we mean by this transportation and logistics management. Benefit is it helps reduce transportation costs and improves logistics efficiency and flexibility. The module enhances the architecture of SAP's existing transportation solution. Companies can manage inbound and outbound domestic and international freight in the same environment. I'm not explaining because this is more or less self-explanatory. So SAP TM provides traceability and visibility of orders, shipments, items, and logistics processes. It gives you a traceability, it gives you a visibility, and these are the key words. It enables the planning of transportation for various order types such as sales and purchase orders, returns, and stock transfers. So you can see from the statement that it takes a very holistic view. You have a service provider, a transporter, how you can integrate your material movement outward as well as inward in the most efficient and cost-effective manner. This is what the TM module will help you to achieve. The module ensures proper supply chain execution and enhances the physical transportation of goods. Companies can transfer orders and deliveries, create freight bookings, plan transportation, and select carriers by using the transport management module. SAP TM supports timely execution updates for order to cash and procure to cash scenario. And this will explain how it does that, how it does the timely execution. And this is most important because customers are always looking at your on time in full performance. That means, are you delivering the material on time as per the schedule given by them? More important because increasingly a lot of companies are operating with very low inventories. Integrated freight settlement with SAP ERP billing and invoicing speeds up the business cycle. So integrated freight settlement, so you have the service providers and you don't pay them on an individual transactional basis. You pay them at regular intervals, for the freight settlement for the services which you have availed within a period of time. SAP TM allows businesses to define modes of transport for incoming and outgoing goods movement. So this is very common. If it's normally exports, it will be mostly sea. If it's a very high value item, low volume product, it can be air. Domestic will be mostly by road. Few cases in emergencies, it can be by air or it can be by rail. These are the, some of the modes which are popular. The module automatically determines routes or routes based on the sales order generated in SAP. So in customer master, we also have, based on the ship to code, the geographical location where the customer is located or where the ship to party is located. So the transport module actually creates or determines their routes or routes, as the Americans would call it. So it basically calculates what will be the delivery time from the time you load the material on a vehicle or on a mode of transport till the time it reaches the customer. And this is very important, because when a customer gives you a delivery date which is at his premises, you are working backwards and looking at when the material should be shipped out from your warehouse or your shipping point. That will also help you to determine when the material should be ready. So if it's a traded product, when it has to be ready in your warehouse, or if it's a manufactured product, when it should be produced and ready. Routes play a key role in the TM module and assist in the planning of upcoming deliveries. So in SAP, based on the delivery and based on the route, it will tell you that if the customer wants a delivery by X date, when you should be shipping out the material. And this is possible through the routes. The mode of transport is clearly visible in the route, providing information on the transportation duration. So if it is a road transport, it will clearly state that, let's say, time to this place. For example, let's say you are shipping material from Maharashtra and it has to go to Himachal, then it will tell you how many days it will take. Or if it is to go to Calcutta in West Bengal, how many days it will take. And this information is crucial because it helps you to work backwards and say when you should be shipping the material. And mode of transport is captured in the customer master. Various transportation modes like road, air, and sea can be utilized in transport management. Transport management helps businesses optimize the transportation process and ensure timely deliveries. So we have seen how it ensures timely delivery. It provides visibility into the entire transportation cycle. So when we are talking of the entire transportation cycle, there is a provision in SAP where you say that, yes, transportation is going to take, let's say, 4 days. But how many days it's going to take from the time you generate a delivery order? So let's say that if I issue a delivery order today, it's going to take me 1 day for the goods issue, and it's going to take me another, let's say, 1 day for the physical planning of a transport and putting it on the truck and dispatching it. So that means 2 more days have to be added. So transportation 4 days, preparatory time or the internal process is 2 days. So 6 days before the delivery order has to be issued. So this is how the module actually tells you, you know, when the delivery order needs to be issued. It works backward. So the module enhances the control and the efficiency in managing the logistics of the physical goods. TM contributes to streamlining the supply chain operations and improving customer satisfaction. So when you are supplying material following these principles, the customer will be satisfied because he is getting the material on time. Also, if they are doing a vendor rating, your deliveries will be on or before time, depending upon how you have defined your system. Route determination in sales order will automatically be determined based on the country and departure zone of the delivery plant. So here two things are considered, the country and the departure zone of both the consignor, which is, our plant from where the material is going to be delivered, and the place where the material is going to be received, that is, where it is to be delivered. country and transportation zone of the ship to party, which is the customer. So both these conditions are checked. Shipping condition from the customer master. Shipping conditions will be, you know, the mode of transport. Transportation group from the material master record. Transportation group can be, you know, if they have any preference for a particular transporter or any particular ocean going vessel, you know, through which they want the material to be shipped. So here are some of the benefits of the SAP PM module. So you have a better order management, better shipment management, a better planning of the material right from manufacture, freight management that we will come to, how you know, you can better manage the freight payable to the service providers, and finally the analytics. So in analytics, you are actually looking at the actual performance of your service providers, which is the transporters. What was the time promised and what is the actual performance? And over a period, this can give you some indication which will help you to correct the lead times that you have specified in the system. Because if it is too large, you are delivering material maybe a little early. And if it is too less, then your material is actually reaching to the customer a little later. So what are the benefits of the PM module? So benefit of the reporting functionality. The analytical module of PM is clear and effective for monthly KPIs. So monthly KPIs, I would not put it so much as a monthly KPI because we know what material we have shipped out, etc. Yes, but in terms of monitoring your on time and full performance, the analytics is very important. In terms of monitoring the lead times that your service providers, so even if you want to compare between service provider, there may be a service provider who is giving you a better service, shorter lead time, although he's charging you a little more, whereas another guy is charging a little less, but he is constantly or consistently failing in the deliveries. So this kind of information can be got from the analytics. So it provides real-time information to users, allowing the company to gather pertinent data from the various departments. By analyzing this data, the company gains a comprehensive understanding of its business processes and can make informed strategic decisions. So we talked about the external agencies like transporters, but even within the company, like somebody may question and say that why does it take 2 days from delivery order to shipment of the material? Why can't it be done within a day? Or why can't it be done within the same day? So the analytics will actually help you to further improve on your services. A few examples of what can be analyzed. Duration of the transport. So this is what we said. How much time does it take? So you will always find that there is an average lead time, and there will be, of course, some outliers. That means once in a while you find somebody delivers the material much faster or somebody does it a little later. Did the goods arrive on time? Most important, because when we are talking of on time in full, this is what we are looking at. Did the goods reach the customer in time or not? Following up on the transports and the rate per carrier, because you are also capturing what is the cost, what is the price you are paying for the services. So advantages of the SAP TM module. Structured process and document flow. Automatic determination of transport mode. So you don't have to remember that for this particular customer, do I have to send it by air or by rail or by road? Even if it is by road, which transporter is preferred by the customer? So all this information is captured in the TM module. Internal transportation management system. Suppose that you have an internal transporter who transports the material to a third-party transporter. So even management of the internal transporter can be done by the TM module. Possibility to receive shipment updates from carrier via EDI. And this generally happens with the seat consignments, where the shipping companies they provide you the complete detail as to when actually the vessel reached the destination port. That means when was the container or the consignment discharged. And this is very important because for overseas cargo, how do you know that the material reached in time or not? For domestic, I don't still see this very much in use. Cost analysis, we have already said that, you know, it helps you to capture what is the freight being charged to you, and that can be compared against the service. Better visibility due to tracing tools. So there are a couple of tracing tools which will also give you a better visibility. KPIs can easily be found. So you can look at your KPIs in terms of on time in full, your lead times, your internal performance in terms of how much time it takes from delivery order to shipment, etc. Different outputs can be sent automatically, such as shipping notification to the carrier, customer, per email or EDI. This is a very common thing. We have a system where as soon as the invoice is generated, electronic copy is sent out to one or two email IDs of the customer. So he knows that this material is invoiced, and within hours, it will be actually shipped on the mode of transport indicated by him. GM is flexible and easy to use, customizable to business requirement. So SAP Transportation Management, what are the functions? So planning optimization, order management, subcontracting. Here subcontracting is with the either external transport or even your, you know, CHA, that is your custom handling agents. Freight cost accounting, event management, freight cost accounting. So you know how much you're paying to each of your service providers. Event management, freight cost calculations, and of course analytics. Master data, yes, you need to correct the master data, you know, as to for the routes, for lead times. So major input comes from the analytics. So what are the functions? Mass data processing. The SAP PM module allows business to manage freight planning, visualize order details, and maps of transportation routes. So it also allows them to map the various routes. That means if there is a flood, there is a riot, there's something, then you know what are the alternate routes which can be taken. So the TM module will also show this. So you can configure multiple routes in the system so that in case one is not feasible for any reason, another route can be considered. Document and instruction management. So create documents of transportation, print bills of shipping, that is road, rail, sea, air. Manage the status, labels, forward instructions. Typically, I mean, we in the chemical sector have two labels on any drum or, you know, the plastic drums, etc. One will be a product label, which will contain the product details, the batch number, the hazard symbols, you know, whether it is inflammable, toxic, irritant, etc. The second label will give details about the delivery order number or the purchase order number, the customer for whom this material is, the transporter through whom this material is being shipped, and all those details. So even the transporter, suppose we book the material in the transport, he knows exactly for whom this material is. So all these can be done through the transport management system, and it can be done very easily. So there is no labor lost. Nobody has to really work hard. Order management. So by integrating SAP TM with the SAP ERP system using the PI interface. The PI interface is a system-to-system interface which is used for transfer of or exchange of data. Orders and deliveries can be automatically converted into transportation requirement. So when there is a order or a delivery is created, it automatically will you know, flag the logistics team about the requirement of a transport. And it will also flag them when the transport is required based on the lead time specified in the system. Transportation analysis and planning. So transportation cockpit that allows visibility of the goods, planning and optimization of the transportation process, goods carrier selection, and tendering orders for potential suppliers. Let's look at some of these SAP transportation management functions. So one is executing transportation. So integrating SAP transport management with SAP event management. This is for tracking the transportation and the alerts. So here, you know, in case you have the traceability where you can track the consignment on the roads or on the seas, it can be integrated. Integrating dangerous goods management with SAP ecosystem to ensure health and safety. So when you are transporting dangerous goods, you know, the tramp cards, etc., have to be generated. Certain conditions have to be complied with. So that can be ensured. Integrating SAP transportation management with SAP warehouse management, again, for retrieval of the information and also for producing the delivery documents in the SAP ERP system, producing shipping documents in ERP or in other systems through interfaces, printing of documents. This is a point which is repeating, and analyze every transportation document to adjust the business processes. The second one is the freight settlement, defining freight or forwarding agreements. So, you know, when you have a freight agreement, either for sea freight or even for road freight, you also have the forwarding agreement. That means you have a freight forwarding agent who is being paid for every consignment, and the criteria for the payment vary depending upon the kind of material, value of the material, sometimes the volume of the material, etc. So all these things can be actually defined in the transportation management system. Defining the transportation charges, so depending upon the load and the various destinations, the transportation charges can be defined, and they can be defined for different transporters. So you can pick and choose the transporters who are you know, most economical or most cost effective, and at the same time, when you use a particular service provider, you don't have to bank on any other document, because the system will pick up what are the freight charges payable to him based on the consignment and the destination. Producing settlement documents, integrating the settlement documents to the SAP ERP, and integrating customer billing to SAP ERP. So even where the freight has to be charged to the customer, it can be integrated so that automatically the transport management system will transfer the material to SAP ERP, and the billing can be incorporated in the invoice. So the process is very simple. You have the sales order, you have the outbound delivery, you have the physical shipment. As I have mentioned earlier, this is more of a overseas shipment process, you know, where you first have the shipment, you have the post goods issue, and then you have the invoice. So here, the shipment is against pre-shipment documents, and then post-shipment documents is where the invoice is generated after a bill of lading is received from the shipping company. So SAP TM process. The SAP TM process is user-friendly and adaptable. It involves generating a sales order to establish an agreement with the customer. So the moment you generate the sales order, the route is defined, you know. TM automatically determines the route and checks the necessary lead time for loading and freight reservation. So as we said, depending upon the transit times that we have maintained in the system, it will tell you when exactly you have to initiate the shipment from your end. And it will also do the freight reservation, or it will even flag the logistics team when the truck, etc., is required, you know, for timely delivery of the material. An outbound delivery is created to monitor the entire delivery process, and the shipment is generated only when the transportation planning status is completed. So the outbound delivery basically is a starting point when a material has to be shipped out, and that triggers the subsequent processes of what we said, like picking, goods issue, invoicing, and subsequent transportation. The transportation process begins with creating a shipment. So now we are looking at another scenario where you have multiple delivery orders, and these are clubbed into a single shipment. So generally what happens is that there is one delivery order which will be pertaining to one particular sales order. It could have multiple items. But when you have multiple sales orders and materials, multiple materials going to the customer, same customer, so a shipment is created. The transportation process begins with creating a shipment where the user can combine multiple outbound deliveries or sales orders. So here you are optimizing your operations, reducing your cost by combining and sending it as a one large consignment rather than sending it as multiple small consignments. During this stage, transport optimization are implemented to reduce the freight cost. This is the example of the shipment which is created. Not much to explain here. So when creating a shipment, the user is required to provide certain details. This includes the planning dates and times. So we have already seen that when the material is required by the customer and what are the lead times, how much time does it take for the material to reach the customer once it is shipped out, which indicate the expected arrival at the company. Additionally, if information such as the forwarding agent and container ID is available, now forwarding agent and container ID is in case of the sea shipments, exports, it can be updated in the shipment. And this is mandatory, you know, because you are the identification of the vessel. Like, for example, if you are shipping material by road, the truck number becomes your identification. Likewise, for sea shipment, the container ID becomes your unique identification. The transportation process involves several steps. Firstly, a check-in is performed when the truck arrives at the company, and the loading starts, and the end times are recorded during the loading process. So you are asking for the transporter to place a truck. You are recording the in time and the out time when the loading is completed and the truck is released. Once the goods are ready to leave the warehouse, the shipment completion status is selected, triggering the planned goods issue. So once you do the goods issue, the materials will move out of your inventory. They will no longer be visible in the inventory. The shipment is then marked as ready to depart, and the shipment start time is entered. So that becomes the shipment start time as far as the transporter is concerned. So you're saying that now everything is handed over, the material is with the transporter, and the transporter can start moving towards the destination. Finally, after the goods arrive at the customer, the end of the shipment is recorded. These steps ensure proper tracking and documentation throughout the transportation journey. This is being done in India, but it's done manually. So the goods issue arrived with the customer and the shipment has the status shipment ended. So finally, when the customer receives the material, then you know the shipment ended status is put there. So you are recording it in the system as the shipment having ended, and you have captured the information as to how much time has been taken by the transporter to deliver the material. So coming to the summary, SAP Transportation Management offers comprehensive solutions for global goods transportation planning and execution. And this is important not only for the global movement, that means overseas movement, but also for movement within the country, whether it is by road, by rail, whichever mode. It is suitable for various industries, including retail, manufacturing, and services. The modules effectively reduce transportation cost and efficiently analyze and plans transportation requirements. So as we have seen, you can enter into agreements, you can upload those agreements in the system, you can define it in the system so that automatically the charges or the payables to the service provider will be computed by your system. It facilitates easy freight settlement, improves logistics fulfillment, enhances visibility and responsiveness, and enables effective end-to-end order management from order placement to delivery. So, you know, the delivery is not complete unless the customer receives the material. So it's not necessary that once it leaves your premises, your responsibility ends there. And the transport management module actually helps you to ensure that the customer is getting the material on time in the right condition and as stipulated by them. With that, we come to the end of the chapter. Thank you.